Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The government's October jobs report shows a dramatic hiring drop from 223,000 in September to just 12,000 last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says Mother Nature played a big role in this.
The two hurricanes plus the Boeing strike means that this report is essentially an outlier. We'll have to wait for subsequent reports to see whether those jobs come back online.
Campaign 2024 heads into its last weekend. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is with the vice president.
Today, Harris returns to Wisconsin for three separate campaign events in different parts of the state, culminating with a big rally here in Milwaukee.
Former President Trump campaigns in Wisconsin and in Michigan. The rain and flooding in Spain has claimed more than 200 lives now. CBS's Vicki Barker says many people are trapped.
Every wrecked car. Every shattered home has to be searched by crews using sniffer dogs and drones.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is already a line outside the Fiserv Forum. The culmination of the campaigns impacts the Milwaukee area today, with the top of both tickets in town for dueling rallies. Officials say traffic in and around downtown will be impacted from this afternoon through the night. The doors at the Fiserv don't open until 3 for the event with former President Donald Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris has entertainers performing and speaking at State Fair Park. Before a visit to Milwaukee's Institute for the Preservation of African American Music and Arts, the 42nd president was a little bit north. Lisa Hale has more.
Speaking to a packed room of Harris Walls supporters in Oshkosh Thursday, former President Bill Clinton said this election is crucial for the economy and for the health of the nation.
Look, this is really a big deal. And I want my 10-year-old granddaughter to grow up with the rights that her mother had.
After his visit in Northeast Wisconsin, Clinton appeared at a faith event in Milwaukee.
The time has come to change the clocks. In addition to changing what doesn't automatically update, it's recommended you check smoke detector batteries this weekend. A jury has found a former Oak Creek High School teacher not guilty of child sex assault charges. 23-year-old Rachel Goodell had been accused of engaging with a student inside of her classroom. The verdict came yesterday and wrapped up a case that started more than a year ago. Healthcare choices have opened up. Today marks the start of the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period in Wisconsin. It offers the opportunity to sign up for health insurance through the federal marketplace. The enrollment window extends until January 15th. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brook Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. As I said from the beginning of the show today, the show is dedicated to women. And because I believe that women are going to be, again, the bulwark that is going to prevent a person that has no really reason to get another chance to become the president of the United States. We were there before. Uh-huh. We saw what he did. We saw the damage. I don't understand. And I know that he's relying heavily on men to elect him. He's already done major damage to women. And so they know who he is. I mean, this man had the nerve to say the other day, I'm going to be the protector of women. What? Whether they like it or not. Oh, hey, sir, you don't exactly have a record of having done things to protect women. Anyway, I am joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Good morning to you, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me.
I am excited to have you on. And I, you know, before we get into, you know, talking about the election, I you know, wanted to hear your thoughts on the prospects, the possibility of a woman becoming the president of the United States. And this came up really out of nowhere, 3 months ago, mm-hmm. women, there was no possibility. I mean, you couldn't even begin to think how many decades down the road that this would possibly happen. But right now, we're at the precipice. Your thoughts on the possibility of a woman becoming the president of the United States?
Well, I think it's great. I've got a daughter. She's 15 years old. I'm going to be 16 coming up here. And if you can see it, you can be it, right? Those are the types of things. We need models within our legislature. We need models within our federal government where women do have leadership roles. Even if you look at myself as lieutenant governor, I am the fourth female lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin since 1848. Like that, four. We are 50% of the population, and we've never had a female governor. It is just something that you think about, and you know that women are qualified to do this, particularly Vice President Harris is qualified to do this. She's been a district attorney. You know, she's been a senator. She's been the vice president. She is wildly qualified for this position, regardless of her gender. And so I'm just really excited that we are going on this path. We've seen other countries do this way before the United States. And this is something that we want to be able to model for everybody, to be able to say that, you know, women can have very solid leadership roles and that we can move things forward as a country. And I think you're seeing that with Vice President Harris, and you're seeing that with Senator Tammy Baldwin, which is pretty exciting, too.
So you're a lieutenant governor. So you are aware of the resources that have come into our state.
Yes.
Under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Let's talk a little bit about that, because most people don't really understand the impact that his presidency, Biden and Harris, have had on the state of Wisconsin.
So millions of dollars of investment have come into the state of Wisconsin, and we have had record-setting unemployment, record-setting the number of people working within the state, the percentage of people working in the state. A lot of this, and a lot of this is from President Biden and Vice President Harris's leadership and what they've invested into the state. They have invested in manufacturing within the state. We heard that from a former President Trump. It was like this joke that he kept wanting to talk about Infrastructure Week, and it never happened. Well, guess what? President Biden, Vice President Harris actually are investing in our infrastructure in the state of Wisconsin. And we're seeing that in real terms here, in terms of our unemployment rate and the most people working, as well as, you know, companies coming into the state, whether that's Microsoft now taking over that Foxconn debacle that we had under Governor Walker. We are really seeing great investments, and it's showing up in people's pocketbooks, and it's showing up in terms of the unemployment rate.
You know, I listened to former President Bill Clinton last night. I was there, and he said that the infrastructure bill is going to produce 60,000 new jobs in New York. We haven't seen the real impact of the infrastructure bill. It's going to go on years after Joe Biden is gone, and the state of Wisconsin is going to continue to benefit. So what do you want to say to people who say, well, we were better off as a state under Donald Trump than we are right now under, you know, Biden and Harris?
So, I mean, just the data says that that's not true. And when Trump first came into office, you've heard President Obama say that he had Obama's booming economy, and then he just kind of flushed it, right? Like then and then President Biden had to come in and build it back up. And we are now the envy of the entire world in terms of our economy. We were able to have that soft landing after, you know, having, you know, high interest rates and high inflation. We were able to bring that down and not have a recession, which is something that, you know, many of the economists were predicting. It did not happen. And that is because of President Biden and Vice President Harris's policies to make sure that we are protecting the middle class, that we are protecting those who need it, as opposed to former President Trump, who basically just wants to continue tax breaks for his millionaire and billionaire friends. And we're seeing that support all across the Republican Party. Whether you look at Tammy Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, he's a billionaire, I don't even know, out of California, a banker. He wants to make sure that he is padding his own pocketbooks. He's not looking out for regular people like you and me. I mean, I'm a nurse, you know, my husband works with computers. We are just regular folks. And that's who, you know, Harris and Biden are really trying to make sure that they are investing in. And that's what Vice President Harris and Governor Walz are going to continue with the next 4 years.
So let's say, you know, Donald Trump is one of the people who wants to do away with the educational. I mean, what are your thoughts that a man could stand up who really is in need of education himself. I'm just saying, but at a time like this, when the rest of the world is outpacing us educationally, and right. He wants to do away with that.
Yeah, you're talking about Project 2025, which wants to just basically get rid of the Federal Department of Education, which is insanity. I mean, if you ask people, particularly in Wisconsin, what they want us to invest more in our educational system. They don't want us to invest less. They don't want to get rid of the Department of Education on the federal level. They want to make sure their kids have the resources they need in schools. And that is, it's not the case today. We're still trying to build that back, Governor Evers and myself here in Wisconsin, from the cuts that we saw from Governor Walker. And we want more investment. We don't want less. And again, these are not, this is why I send people to Project 2025, because I live, you may know this, I live in Waukesha County, which is not exactly the bluest county in the state of Wisconsin, which means I have a lot of Republican friends, family members who often voted this way. And what I find really interesting is when I talk about Project 2025, they don't believe me. They think it's fake news. And so then I send it to them and I say, look, this is the policies that you are voting for. Let's make sure that this is really what you want to support.
So we dedicated a whole week to addressing Project 2025, a whole week,
yeah,
10 hours. And so it really is more than frustrating, because if when people make this decision and if they decide to vote for him, he's already said, if you vote for me this last time, you'll never have to vote for me again. He said that.
Yeah.
It's on tape.
Those are his own words. Yeah.
So if you hear that, what does that say to you? It says, go ahead.
No, he also said he wants to be a dictator on day one. And he's used this violent rhetoric. Just recently, he used this violent rhetoric against former Representative Liz Cheney about a firing squad.
Well, I'm going to talk about that after you.
It's awful. It is absolutely unacceptable. That discourse is unacceptable in politics, and it should be disqualifying for him to be able to be the leader of the free world. That is disqualifying. And so, people need, he showed us what he was going to do. He said what he was going to do in 2016, and then he did it, right? He had this chaos, this absolutely chaotic presidency. He's telling us again what he wants to do. Let's believe him, because if he wants to be a dictator on day one, he's saying you don't have to vote again if you vote for me now. I'm going to get rid of the Department of Education. Women are not going to have the right to choose what happens with their own bodies.
I'll control the FBI and, CIA.
Right. We're going to get rid of all of these actual civil servants who have expertise in their areas, and we're going to put in lackeys that just agree with me. That's really scary. As somebody who works within the government, these folks, these civil servants who stay from administration to administration are the true experts. And to get rid of them, you are not going to have a functional government.
So what do you want to say as we wrap this up?
All right. We still have some time to vote early. Get out there, vote early absentee, early absentee in person, but also just make sure that you are voting on Tuesday. It is so important. This is the most important vote that you are ever going to make in your life.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, it's been a blast. Promise me you'll come back after the election.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to continue the conversation from before. 855-752-4842. That's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
All right. No better choice than that, Calvin. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. This today has been dedicated to women, as I believe that they are going to be the saving grace to prevent Donald Trump from regaining the presidency. Listen to what this lunatic had to say on yesterday. National TV. Calvin, will you play that, please?
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
That is a deranged man. You know, this is the same man who said that the Democrats were saying things to threaten his life. Calvin, can you play that back again quickly? Listen to this lunatic.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
And so, Tucker Carlson, I didn't expect him. He has no moral fiber at all. I didn't expect any response from him, and he didn't get one. But Liz Cheney had this to say, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Liz Cheney says Trump's comments were akin to a death threat. This man is running for president of the United States in the next 4 days, and he doesn't have enough sense to understand to make a statement like that? anybody who supported him and has already voted needs to go back and take their vote back. You want a lunatic like that? A man who doesn't have enough common sense to know? If he felt that way, he should keep it to himself. What person running for public office would be so stupid and ignorant to make a statement like that? Former Representative Liz Cheney denounced former President Trump for his recent comments, branding her as a war hawk and using language akin to a death threat, equating the rhetoric to that of a dictator. This is how dictators destroy free nations, Cheney, who has been a vocal critic of former President Trump, said Friday. Let's go to the phone lines and Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. Your thoughts, sir?
My thoughts, yeah. Let's put, hello?
Yes.
Let's put Trump out there with a rifle in his hands and have nine people aiming their rifles at him. Oh, wait. He ducked out on Vietnam, didn't he? He had, what was it?
Bone spurs.
Bone splints, yes. Anyway, I appreciate the fact that you had Sarah Rodriguez on. She is another brilliant woman and an extremely good advocate for honesty and truth in government. But this is the problem that we've got. The Republicans are taking... And Trump in particular, but the Republicans in general now are taking their play out of the Nazi playbook. And I don't know if I've read these quotes on your show before, but these are from Hannah Arendt, and she's a German-American historian, and she studied the Nazis extensively. And the two quotes I want to read are just one sentence long. The first one is, "This constant lying is not aimed at making people believe the lie, but to ensure that no one believes anything anymore." And the second one is, "The ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi nor the dedicated communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, true and false, no longer exists." Now, I've got a follow-up comment on those, and that is this. I have a very good friend, very progressive, and she and I have talked about this, and I said, she's certainly going to be voting for Harris Walz. When we talked about what a Trump administration would mean in Project 2025, her attitude was, well, he can't do all that. He won't be able to do that. And, I asked, well, who's going to stop him? It's certainly not going to be the Supreme Court. They've given him a royal exemption from any rules. And she didn't really have an answer. So this is the problem we've got. Even progressives don't believe that this is going to be as bad as what Project 2025 promises that it will be. And that's really scary.
Well, Jack, how can anybody not believe that when this lunatic just yesterday talked about these threats to a former congresswoman? And he saw no problem with that, Jack. He feels that he can say and do anything. He's already elevated himself to a dictator and a king. And he's not even elected, Jack.
But again, the problem is so many people have heard nothing but lies, lies, lies. And the purpose of those lies is to get people that don't know the distinction between true and false. If you can't tell truth from fiction, how can you tell whom to vote for?
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Sherry, hang on, and others. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You can do it through Sunday in Milwaukee. Today's the last day in Waukesha. The final day for early voting in the city of Waukesha is today, and that can be done at City Hall through 5. The city of Milwaukee has several early voting sites running today, tomorrow, and Sunday. As of Wednesday, just over 71,000 Milwaukee residents had voted early. That's down a third from the city's total in 2020. The political spotlight shines on southeastern Wisconsin with simultaneous campaign events from both sides of the aisle today. Republican candidate and former President Donald Trump will address supporters at the Fiserv Forum. Vice President Kamala Harris will rally Democrats just a few minutes away at State Fair Park in West Allis. Law enforcement says there will be traffic impacts in the Milwaukee area this afternoon. Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until Election Day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And we know, because we will require this, we always have required this in the city, that in Milwaukee, we will follow the law. At the same time, we encourage every eligible voter to participate.
Early voting in Wisconsin can take place through Sunday, though not all communities go that far. Milwaukee and Racine are among the municipalities that use that final day to allow people to vote absentee in person. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you
ever reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Trevi Olsen of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We're talking about, you know, again, those of you who support Donald Trump. And I do mean Donald Trump, because when you hear the things that this man is saying, I can't see anywhere in my spirit that people can think that this man should be president of the United States again. Let's go to Sherry from Horicon. Thank you very much, Sherry, for listening. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, everyone. You know, can I make a comment on the abortionist?
Absolutely.
Issue? Thank you. Number one, I'd like to say abortion is not in the Bible. Number two, number 111, there is no religion in the government. There should not be religion in the government.
Correct.
And the government should not have control of my body. When I was, after I got out of the military, I was 22. I was stationed out in Pensacola. And I got raped and beat. And I was alone and scared. And then I found out I was pregnant. And this is when abortion was legal. And I found an abortion place, took a cab there, was thrown big rocks thrown at me, and the distance from the cab to the building was a good, like a block, and they were all lined up throwing rocks at anybody going in. Now, that's a lot like Liz Cheney, him wanting to shoot Liz Cheney. I had rocks thrown at me when it's legal. I mean, this. My son right now is not talking to me. He has blocked me. He's a MAGA. I am just so sick of all of it. I voted yesterday. I was going to vote on election day, and I decided, you know, I'm not going to even chance it. I've already had rocks thrown at me once, and I'll never forget it. And I think that when boys turn 13, if abortion is mandatory for, you know, I mean, if they're not allowing abortions, then when boys turn 13, they should all have to have mandatory vasectomies. And then when they're old enough to have a child and be responsible and not rape somebody and not incest and nothing else, nothing, you know, then they can have a child when the government tells them they can.
You know, Sherry, Julie said, this is not a big issue with women. And she doesn't speak for all women, I guess you would say.
One thing that is in the Bible, though, in Leviticus 19:33-34, we're supposed to welcome all immigrants into our country and treat them with love and respect as we would our loved ones.
Hey, Sherry. Thank you very much for the call, you know, and being so candid. And, you know, I feel your spirit. It takes a lot of courage, you know, but your story certainly resonates with people. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Mo. I also want to say something about abortion and no kill. Well, you can kill something what doesn't exist. And 16 weeks, 12 weeks abortion is because that fetus is not capable of surviving without my body. And if you're going to tell about somebody of no killing, then making me to have steel baby inside me, or not helping me with ectopic pregnancy or any complication with the pregnancy, what risking my life. This is what no kill. You voting for the party who wants to kill women. Yes, you might be having a different issues or different wrong decisions in your life, and you're looking into solution. But what are you going to do with the? I don't want to have a child from rape who's probably going to be a psychopath like his papa or her papa. Who it's abnormal that you force yourself on another person and forcing the other person to do what you want. It's abnormal. It's not good for the society. Would I want to do this and bring this child without the law? Kids supposed to be wanted, not forced on you.
Hey, Julie, thank you very much. As always, you know, powerful, powerful words. Thank you. Let's go to Brendan. Hey, man, good morning. You say what?
I say that I was born in Dublin, Ireland in 1959. My mother got pregnant and was single and was shoved into a nunnery so she wouldn't be painted with a scarlet rose, and had to live in the nunnery till she had me, and then gave me up for adoption. And I was one of the few that actually got adopted and brought over to this country by two alcoholics that used to like beating on each other. I've been through the foster care system, group home system. I was in juvenile hall. And you know what was in juvenile hall, Earl? A bunch of unwanted kids that just were on the wrong path.
Right.
So while all these women and these right-to-lifers talk about, you know, bringing the child into the world and giving them up for adoption, you know how hard it is in the United States to adopt a child? Well, it's all just BS. And Julie talking about everything going back to the States is your typical Trumper, Trump MAGA person who bought the BS. He talks about when he said, well, I returned it to the state. Texas is outlawing the fact that women can even travel to another state to get an abortion. Okay, so it's just all a big myth, and women are only going to lose their right to health care. They're going to lose their right to vote, and this is going to be Handmaid's Tale real quick. So people like Julie need to wake up and smell the real coffee that's brewing.
Hey, Brendan, as always, man, powerful stuff. Thank you very much for the call. Jean from Eau Claire, you're next up.
Thank you for taking my call, and you people who have been calling, thank you so much. You just are outstanding sharing your stories. We're blessed to have you calling in. And, hey, I've worked with children. I've worked with children from incest that have had parents doing inappropriate behaviors. It scars them for life, and to make them carry a child. And rape. I've worked with rape victims. They have to prove they were goddamn raped. Where were all the rape test kits, huh, folks? This is horrifying. This is like savage behavior. This woke business. Oh, you're woke if you don't listen to a deranged man like Trump and his followers. Listen to their words. We don't live in that type of society. You need to wake up. This is not pretty. This is hurting our kids. This is hurting our future. This is savages. This isn't civilized society. Wake up, folks, because you're being pulled down, and you ain't going to be able to pull yourselves up and think of our kids and see those role models. They see that behavior. They see people's behavior acting like this toward other human beings. This isn't, I don't want to see, it isn't Christianity, but it isn't whatever religion or however you believe. We're human beings. We live on this place together. We need to watch out for one another, not let evil, and I'm sorry to use the word evil, but to me that's the only thing I can think of, a man who puts his own name on the Bible, and religious groups are holding their hands up.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. This is Trump yesterday. This is Donald Trump yesterday. Not 4 years ago, not 5 years ago, not 3 years ago, not 2 years ago, not a year ago, not 6 months ago. This is yesterday in New Mexico. I'm here for one very simple reason, Trump said, speaking to a crowd gathered on the tarmac, where his plane landed minutes earlier. I like you very much, and it's good for my credentials with Hispanics or Latino community. That's why I'm here. Listen to this. I like you very much, and it's good for my credentials with Hispanic or the Latino community that I'm here. Good for his credentials. New Mexico, look, don't make me waste a whole damn half a day here, he continued. You know, we could be nice to each other, or we can talk turkey. Let's talk turkey. This man wants to be the president of the United States talking like a sailor in a drunken stupor. Trump, who had spewed his usual red Make America Great Again cap for a black and gold one, proceeded to assert that Hispanics love Trump and that he likes them back. Oh, the Hispanics love him, but he likes them back. That they're entrepreneurial as hell, and they work their asses off. I love the Hispanics. I love them. I love Hispanics, Trump said, after quizzing the crowd on whether he prefers the preferred term is Latino or Hispanic, with the latter winning. Trump has continued to make gains in Hispanic voters this election, while Democrats have faced slightly diminished support from voters of color, according to public polling. So, a Hispanic person who hears that, you know what I mean? And somehow you're supporting Donald Trump, and you think that's okay. 855-752-4842. This lunatic was talking like this on yesterday. So what do you think he's going to do once he gets in office? If he is so ignorant that he talks like that and thinks that he's going to get elected for being a bigot and a racist, what do you think he's going to do once he gets in office? He's trying to get in office. People who run for office are very shrewd and careful about what they say prior to election. It's almost impossible for them to even breathe, let alone come out in the public making these kinds of statements. Donald Trump, 855-752-4842. You're supporting Donald Trump for president.
Once upon a time I was falling in love, and now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, and now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. Turn around right on. Turn around right on.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and
your
on the
new
app.
Choice. Real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. You know, it's been dedicated to women, and because I still believe in my soul that women are not going to allow, you know, this lunatic to get back to the White House. You're the last bastion of hope, women, and you've already proven. You know, 4 years ago, you're the people who stopped them from getting reelected. And I don't think there's anything that women have heard from this lunatic in the last 4 years that makes them think that he's changed his stripes. I'm feeling encouraged that women are going to bring Kamala Harris and Walls over the top. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl and Kelvin. I am completely baffled how the Hispanics and the Latinos, which there is a difference, say, and first I'm going to preface this by saying that I don't believe half of this stuff coming out of anything of the Republicans, because they're doing everything they can to spin the narrative.
Right.
But if they really are liking Trump, how anyone can stand up there and say that they're murderers, they're rapists, they're coming over the border and they're killing people. I just, you know, lock up your daughters and your children and everyone, because there's dangerous to step out the door because of these people in your area. And the Latinos, they all know this is BS. So why would you possibly support that man? And it also goes with women, with grab them by the genitals.
Yes.
All that stuff. And then I just, you know, but then you see a woman at a Trump rally with a sweatshirt that says Trump can grab me by my genitals anytime. I don't understand. I'm baffled by it all.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I certainly don't have the answer to that. Let's go to Liz from Saukville. Good morning to you, Liz. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling in on your show.
Thank you.
I cannot believe anybody would vote for Trump because of all his misogynistic, racist remarks and now this political threatening Liz Cheney. It just baffles me. And I'm sorry to say this, but President Biden was right in his remarks about his supporters.
Hey, Liz, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. By the way, tell somebody about us. You know, Donald Trump, and you know, for so long we were hearing people say, well, it's both sides. Both sides are saying these things. It's never been that. There is only one Donald Trump. And I'm going to say it, you know, if there was a caricature of, you know, Lucifer in the Bible, I mean, in the dictionary, and you looked it up, that's who would be there. CJ, I'm going to give you, you know, a shot again. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Earl. I appreciate that. You know, both candidates and people that represent them say the wrong things. Now Mark Cuban's apologizing.
Hey, CJ.
Calling all
Mark, listen, Kamala Harris did not say what Donald Trump said about Liz.
What about Walz calling?
Walz, I said Donald Trump is running for president. He said this about Liz Cheney. It came out of his mouth. No surrogate. He said it. If you don't understand that there's a difference between the person who's running themselves, making those statements, and somebody else, Kamala Harris has not threatened to have somebody assassinated.
Yeah.
When did she do it, CJ? When did she do it?
To be assassinated.
When did she do it? When did she say it?
She calls him a threat to democracy.
So CJ, that's the same as Donald Trump, what he just said about nine rifles? Did you read today's paper?
I have.
Okay, so you saw that. How can you say they're the same?
You know what? I tell you what, I'd rather compare his record to her record.
Hey, CJ, you know, man, I don't know, man. Women. I mean, all of us have to play our role. But, you know, women vote more than men, so we're counting on you. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, for another great week. I'll be back on Monday. Up next, Jane Madden and Greg Bach. And the countdown continues towards this election. Have a great week and see you guys on Monday.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and congressional candidate Kristen Lierley join us as we wrap up the campaigning and get all set for the voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
540 AM WAUK urges you to be a voter. Join Souls to the Polls at any of three events this Saturday as they mobilize to get folks to the polls in time for Tuesday's election. Saturday from 10 till noon at Gee's Clippers, 220 North MLK Drive. 12:30 till 3 at Zocalo Food Truck Park at 636 South 6th Street, and 4 until 8 p.m. at Unfinished Legacy, 201 North Water Street. You can still vote early in Milwaukee through Sunday, November 3rd. And join Souls to the Polls Saturday.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. CBS.